Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. In this edition, we talk about trademark battles involving everyone from MS Dhoni and AI companies to luxury brand Prada and footwear giant Crocs. We also talk about SEBI's crackdown on Jane Street and Torrent Farmers' bold bet. The name of the game. Mahendra Singh Dhoni, the former captain of the Indian cricket team, has always had a knack for staying in the spotlight, whether it's through his cricketing prowess or off-field moves. This week, he made headlines again, not for hitting sixes but for a trademark battle. Dhoni, known as Captain Cool, didn't just let a company snap up the trademark for his iconic nickname, he filed an objection and made sure to apply to get it moved into his name. And guess what? His application has been accepted. While the registration process will take its time, it's already a step forward. But here's a twist that hasn't been widely reported. One of Dhoni's associated companies has already successfully trademarked another of his nicknames. Mahis, a name that's become just as popular over the years. While we're on the subject of trademarks, another name from South India is giving Google a run for its money. Google's parent company, Alphabet, has put billions of dollars into developing its AI platform Gemini, which they're hoping will be the next big thing in the tech world. The issue? There's already a Gemini TV, owned by the Maran family's Sun TV. Naming businesses after zodiac signs is quite common in India, so Google's Gemini wasn't the first to pop up. Google argues that its Gemini platform is in a completely different field than the TV channel. However, the trademark game in India doesn't work that way. It's usually first come, first served. So, if you're quick enough, your name might just be yours until someone else snatches it. It looks like Google will need to get creative if it wants to secure its AI trademark in India. But it gets even more interesting. Google isn't the only one caught in the trademark chaos. Other AI platforms like DeepSeek, Grok, and ChatGPT have already been claimed by others. According to reports, a Bengaluru-based company has raised an objection to ChatGPT's trademark, claiming prior use of the same name for its education program before ChatGPT became a household name in India. In a similar twist, Grok is already registered in India by another foreign company, Namneta Incorporated. Things get even curiouser with DeepSeek. The term, and its variations, is now being sought by three different entities. Kuldeep Bhikhabhai Butni has applied for DeepSeek, while Sonal Patel is after DeepSeek. And Hangzhou DeepSeek Artificial Intelligence is also in the running. All three applications are still pending, adding to the intrigue of this trademark tussle. While artificial intelligence is causing a ruckus worldwide about stealing jobs, in India, it still has to figure out how to get a foot in the game of names. It seems like before it starts replacing workers, it needs to learn how to compete for trademarks. Coming back to Dhoni, what about Thala? This is the sobriquet he earned during his time with the Chennai Super Kings in the IPL. Thala means leader in Tamil, and while it's already trademarked in other categories, it hasn't been claimed under sports or anything related to cricket yet. Will Dhoni file to get that under his name as well? Knowing Dhoni, it's likely. We'll have to wait and see if he takes a swing at Thala, too. Foot in the mouth. Whether these applications were intentional or pure coincidence is still up in the air. However, what seems to be more by design, and very much about design, are two incidents involving foreign companies. One has been accused of ripping off Indian designs while the other claims their designs were copied in India. First up is Prada. The Italian luxury brand showcased a pair of humble footwear at a fashion show. Nothing too surprising, except that these looked eerily similar to India's Kolhapuri chappals. After an uproar, Prada admitted that the design indeed had an Indian link, or inspired by traditional Indian handcrafted footwear as the company put it. If it weren't for the outrage, those chappals, which cost only a few bucks, would have been sold for hundreds of dollars in the global market. Kolhapuri chappals have the umbrella of GI tags, geographical indication, but experts say Prada could have gotten away with it unless they used the word Kolhapuri. A GI tag signifies that a product comes from a specific region and has characteristics or a reputation directly linked to that location. This could be agricultural products like Darjeeling tea, foodstuff like Bikaneri bhujia, handicraft like Kanchipuram silk saris, or industrial products like Madurai sungudi. So, Ghuta bhujia that looks or tastes like Bikaneri bhujia can still be sold as long as it is not being made or sold in the garb of Bikaneri bhujia. As Prada tried to pass off the chappals as Kolhapuri, it would have been difficult to sue. In the end though, the real winners seem to be the artisans, as many e-commerce websites have reported a jump in Kolhapuri chappal sales since the controversy. The second matter is also about footwear, by coincidence surely, not design. US footwear giant Crocs has been fuming over the alleged copying of its iconic clog-style footwear in India. After nearly a decade of fighting, the US company is finally getting some traction, with the Delhi High Court agreeing to hear its case, which was initially dismissed in 2019. Crocs has accused six companies including Bata, Liberty and Relaxo of copying and selling its famous design. In its defense, Liberty has reportedly claimed that the Crocs did not invent the design but merely adopted it. Hence, there is no case of copying, Liberty says. Let's see how this dispute ends. Unlawful gains. Moving on to market news, for the past several months the Securities and Exchange Board of India has been tightening the screws on futures and options trading that it says disproportionately hurt retail investors and benefited large brokers and institutional traders that use algos. This week, it took another big step to level the playing field. The capital markets regulator on Thursday barred US trading company Jane Street from accessing the securities market. The decision came followed a probe into its alleged market manipulation via positions taken in equities derivatives. In an interim order, SEBI said Jane Street and its related entities won't be able to participate in the stock market and can't buy or sell securities, directly or indirectly. Further, SEBI will monitor Jane Street's activity on existing positions until it completes its investigation. SEBI also said it will impound 4,840 crore from Jane Street. This, SEBI said, were unlawful gains earned from the alleged misconduct. On its part, Jane Street disputed the findings of the SEBI order and said it operates in compliance with all regulations in the regions it operates around the world. Market wrap. India's stock markets reversed course this week with the benchmark indices oscillating between gains and losses amid uncertainty over the potential India-US trade deal ahead of the July 9 deadline. The Sensex and the Nifty fell 0.7% each this week, after clocking a 2% rise last week. The mid-cap index eked out a 0.5% gain while the small caps inched 0.3% higher. Among sectoral indices, 7 of the 13 dropped this week. Market breadth was negative with 29 of the 50 Nifty stocks and 19 of the 30 Sensex companies ending in the red this week. Among Nifty stocks, Tata-owned retailer Trent was the top loser, plunging nearly 9%, after forecasting growth that fell short of investor expectations. Financial stocks, which had risen last week, slipped this week with Axis Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Shriram Finance as well as the Bajaj Twins, Bajaj Finserv and Bajaj Finance, ending in the red. IT stocks were mixed, Tech Mahindra and TCS fell but Infosys, Wipro and HCL Tech gained. FMCG stocks were largely down, Nestle, Tata Consumer and ITC slipped. But Hindustan Unilever managed to stay in the green. Apollo Hospitals was the top Nifty gainer after saying it planned to list its digital health and pharmacy unit in the next 18 to 21 months. That's all for this week. Until next week, happy investing!